Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We are working with the Washington State Council of Firefighters because it's winter and kids need coats, new coats. That's what we're doing with the firefighters. And what can you do? $20. That's all it takes to put a brand new coat on a child here in Western Washington that needs one. Any donation helps, by the way. And, of course, what we love is the hashtag 69 crew that have been really putting a lot of coats on kids.
Raising more money than we've ever had, BJ, which is pretty damn awesome. We've exceeded $35,000 raised for coats for kids. And it's a lot of people from the silly hashtag 69 crew donating $69 to people donating $20 here and there. Others donating thousands of dollars. I mean, our Rockaholics have truly stepped up.
Any donation helps. And if you really can't donate any money, well, you have the social networks. Share it with your friends and the people on those networks. Maybe they can help out. You want to donate? You want to share on your socials? Just go to KISW.com today.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game. Do everybody scream his name? B-Mix. Don't be a loser.
Whoa! B-Mix. You're a loser.
It is time.
Wednesday. Let's whack him.
Oh, let's do it.
Yeah,
whack him Wednesday, everybody.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Whack him.
Everyone out there, I hope they go woo along with Mr. Wacky there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
just in their cars. I say they do it in their cars. Hopefully stuck either in traffic or at a light.
Yes, exactly.
Or one-handed.
Yes. Practice safe, Mr. Wacky.
That's what you always
safe
do.
Whacking.
Safe always
whacking.
Always going to have safe a safe whacking.
Yeah. Let's get to our contestant. We got Andy in Tumwater. Andy, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Sweet. What's he playing for today?
Tickets to check out Cageboard MMA, which is happening at the Emerald Queen Casino on February 22nd. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You want to go to Cageboard MMA at the EQC? Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Andy will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Andy, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Better Call Saul and Preacher are both shows on which cable network?
CBS.
No.
Fox.
No.
Lifetime.
No. Which actor played the lead in Dances with Wolves?
Oh, pass.
Twinkies are produced by which famous company?
Hostess.
Yes. Frasier was a spinoff of what show?
Seinfeld?
No.
Friends.
No.
Pass.
In Napoleon Dynamite, what food does Randy ask Napoleon for?
Say that again?
In Napoleon Dynamite, what food does Randy ask Napoleon for?
Quesadilla?
No.
Steak?
No.
Tofu, I don't know.
No, tomatoes originated on which continent?
Italy?
No.
America?
No.
Mexico.
No. John Gotti was the head of what crime family?
Gambino.
Yes. Bacchus is the ancient Roman god of which alcoholic beverage?
Beer.
No. And Andy dropped a deuce. Well, hey, listen, who doesn't drop deuces around here, huh?
Well, I mean, Andy definitely does.
Yeah, he did.
And maybe Steve will, but...
You think?
No.
Yeah,
no, so no. There's a couple of these that I'm pretty sure Steve's going to get.
Yeah.
And, well, I mean, never say never. There's
never
always a chance.
Never say never, except in this case, yeah, it's going to be.
Hey, Steve.
We got a lot of confidence in you, Andy, don't we?
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, we do. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Better Call Saul and Preacher are both shows on which cable network?
AMC.
Yes.
Ooh, very good.
Which
Thank
actor
you.
Played
very
the much. Lead in Dances with Wolves?
That would be Kevin Costner.
Yes.
Awful film.
Oh. Twinkies are produced by which famous company?
Wow. Twinkies are Hostess.
Yes.
Yes.
Frasier
really
was a spinoff of what show?
It's okay.
Cheers. Yes. In Napoleon Dynamite, what food does Randy
better.
Ask Napoleon for?
Waterworld?
The Tots. Yes. Tomatoes ridiculous. Originated okay. on which continent?
Antarctica.
No.
That's it. Africa.
No.
North America.
No.
Oh.
John Gotti was the head of what crime family?
The Gambino crime family.
Yes.
Hey, boom.
Bacchus is the ancient Roman god of which alcoholic beverage?
Wine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which NBA player was suspended in 97 for kicking a cameraman?
Is that Ron Artest?
No.
Michael Jordan.
No.
Dennis Rodman.
Yes. How many hearts
nice.
Doesn't do? How many hearts do octopuses have?
Three.
Yes. Wow.
Nice.
And Steve.
Wow.
Yeah, you win. You crush. You whack. 9-2.
Steve smash.
Whack it.
Yeah. Sorry, Andy, but you just ran into a freight train.
Whack it.
Oh yeah, I did.
Take it easy, buddy.
Right?
Man, that was a hell of a. Plus, he was arguing with me over
movies.
I know.
Like the first five questions, he was arguing and then also answering while he was arguing.
It's like Rain Man over there.
What can you do?
Hey. He's on the spectrum, this guy.
Then you get texts like this. Did Steve say Dances with Wolves is a horrible film? You shut your whore mouth.
Yeah, why That's do you think it's such a horrible film?
I was just
film?
Trolling.
He's trolling because Waterworld is considered the bad Kevin Costner long epic and not Dances with Wolves.
And personally, I like Kevin Costner when he's playing a baseball player.
Oh.
Well, it's a good movie. I can't argue with Field of Dreams.
Okay.
And Bull Durham.
That's what I was wondering. It's like, he did more than one,
that's right? He did. I keep forgetting he did Bull Durham. Yeah, Bull Durham actually is probably the better one.
I agree.
For a lot of people.
For me, it was.
I like Field of Dreams, too, but Bull Durham is definitely, it's a good one.
If you build it, you should watch Bull Durham instead.
And that's Steve's movie hot take.
Yes. Yeah.
Congratulations, man. You won with 9 correct.
Call 9. You're
mouth.
Lucky. You're checking out K-Sport MMA at the Emerald Queen Casino. Call number 9 at 206-421-ROCK. Congratulations to caller number 9. Boy, this is a survey out that I'm very, very surprised by. More of us apparently look forward to Valentine's Day than Christmas. That is 81%
says that?
81% of us says that. As opposed to only just 68% of us, which is still a high number, who prefer Christmas. That's nuts.
That's impossible.
That is impossible, I tell you.
Well, I like actually Valentine's more than Christmas.
You do? You weren't even a romantic guy.
But I am now because my wife is awesome and it gives us a chance to go and have a really fun date night where we dress up. We go to a really nice restaurant that usually has a very special menu set out.
What happened to Rev? What happened to the guy who used to work on this show?
I'm still here. I'm right here right now, man.
Times have changed.
Do you remember when we first started back in the dark ages and Rev was but a little pup, a wee pup? So pre-wife, there's no way you like Valentine's Day.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. It was a hellhole and just a day that didn't exist.
Okay, wow. So you do fun stuff, so I get it. I mean, my wife and I, we don't really do much on Valentine's. I mean, we I get her flowers, we tell each other we love each other, but we're not like...
We
tried the whole, go to a restaurant. It's just a headache trying to get a reservation and go to a certain place. And
I'm with you,
so
man.
People.
I'm glad. If your wife feels the same way,
100%.
You're a lucky man, because...
Yeah.
It's tough when you have a person in your life that is really high maintenance and they want you to do all that pomp and circumstance and the other person is just chill. And for me, it took me a long time because I used to try to do all that stuff and be miserable about it.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea my wife didn't want any of that stuff.
Right, so you're just going nuts over something that's not even important.
And I never thought to ask her just because I just assumed all women want this.
I look forward to President's Day probably more than Valentine's Day.
Oh, there's an extra day off.
True.
I mean, you know that, yeah. I mean, Valentine's Day, you don't get off,
well,
as it were.
I mean, ask Rev.
Hey, it works for me.
Well, I wish you didn't ask Rev. Now I have that in my head.
I think the better day is in February 14th. It's February 15th when all the chocolate goes on sale.
That is a great point.
Vicky, you know
right.
What?
I'm practical.
Vicky's too much like me. I know. It is that. You're absolutely right, Vicky. It's like it is Christmas on February 15th. You're absolutely right.
I'm not even a huge chocolate guy, but Valentine's Day chocolates are usually on another level.
Right. great.
Well, listen, you're not going to get me to argue. I love my chocolates.
Some of the milkiest chocolate, I tell you.
Oh, the milkiest,
my friend.
I think
it's just those little hearts on the packaging that makes it.
Everything. Yeah. But here's this. Even though 81% of Americans go they love Valentine's Day, which means they love it more than they love Christmas, the majority of Americans do not think it's just a romantic holiday. We don't. We just don't.
So which what is else so. Is it?
I don't know. Is it the chocolate?
I think. Well, in Spanish and Mexico, it's the day Valentine's Day literally translates to the day of love and friendship. El día del amor y la amistad.
Yes.
Hey, listen. God bless you. Well, I don't know what.
The day of love and friendship. So.
Oh, friendship.
You guys learned something today.
So, yeah, when you were a kid, when we were kids, we made Valentine's Day cards for everyone in the class.
We did do that.
But then eventually it just became, you know, all about just that one person.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
It just goes to show you that, you know, you figure that even as a kid, I remember that, like, there were people who didn't want to give me cards. It was begrudgingly. And there were people I didn't want to give cards, which, you know, little kids are always supposed to love everybody. But I remember getting to the point in my life, it's like, no, I don't want to give a card to everybody.
I'm with you, dude. Like, if people bought, like, the variety pack of Valentine's Day cards, I always got, like, the crappiest card. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was just like, oh, I have to give Steve a Valentine's Day card kind of chore thing.
I forgot about the hierarchy of cards and who you gave what you thought the best cards were to, and then the Steve card.
And then if they were handmade, mine was just like a heart on a piece of like loose leaf paper.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't getting anything fancy.
No.
Except from Jennifer, but I didn't like Jennifer.
Oh. Oh, that's too bad. Yeah. Jennifer had the hots for you and you didn't know.
Is that the one that kissed you?
Yes. She's the one who
Jennifer
assaulted me in kindergarten.
I like a woman that knows what she wants.
Well, she didn't get this.
I think perhaps that was the best thing that ever happened to Jennifer. Let's be honest. Hey, do you know what Jennifer's doing right now?
She's on Facebook.
Yeah, I know the girl.
I thought that was hilarious when like I got a friend request from her. I'm like, no. At first, I almost didn't accept it. You know, I accept anyone from my childhood. Like, that would be, you know.
But Jennifer,
cool.
Yeah, it was too much for trauma for you.
At first, like, oh, no, I can't. I don't need to deal with this that trauma again. I'll try and pull her up.
All right. She's still pining for you there.
So the number one thing that we love on Valentine's Day is the gifts. Even, and it's interesting, people are celebrating with family, with friends, which makes sense with Vicky's situation there as far as the Spanish tradition. A lot of folks, you know, celebrate with their kids. How about this 30% of America that I'm just done with? They celebrate Valentine's Day by doing something with their pets. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's a great idea.
No, it's not.
We definitely wish Lulu a happy Valentine's Day.
No,
we love her.
No, don't.
Oh, I can get a heart-shaped catnip toy.
No, we don't need to do this. Is that Jennifer?
Yep, that's Jennifer.
Aw. Jennifer's actually, I think she's aged pretty well.
Oh, she's an Islanders fan. I'm so glad.
This is horrible news. And those are her kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Her kids look good. She looks good. Yeah, she did well. Oh, and it looks like the kids love hockey.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know what? You guys would have had that in common.
You know what? Things are good.
You are not a... Well, you know why things are good?
Things are good,
man. Because she's age appropriate. Yeah, you know what? Everybody doesn't look good when you, you know, when you are married to somebody.
That's
who's...
That's not true. There are kids I grew up with that are looking great.
Which one is Jennifer?
That's a different one. That's Tara. She was nuts. I just saw that.
Tara's nuts. You're so complimentary of the people you grew up with.
I know. I'm basing these opinions on, like, second grade versions of these women. And they're probably just completely well-adjusted, awesome human beings.
You know what is amazing for me, though? I look at those pictures and those people look young. They probably look like, for you, they probably don't look young. But they look young to me because obviously, you know, you're almost 15 years younger than me. So your friends would be the same way.
Right.
And so they look young to me, but I know they're not. I know they're in their mid-40s, but they still look young to me. Isn't it nuts how that happens when you get to be 80 like me?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's a tough go, man.
It's a tough go, buddy. Well, yeah. So
it says Valentine's Day sucks. We handed out cards, but I never got one. Still a small sting when I think of it.
Wow. Well, you never got one. They forced everybody to give everybody a card.
It's like the Charlie Brown sort of situation there.
Yeah, you're right, Rev. Really? He got Charlie Brown? That does suck. Because you know everybody gets one.
Someone said I used to put baking chocolate in the cards of the classmates that were mean to me.
You're a monster.
Yeah, baking chocolate
is horrible.
Yeah,
it's really bad.
Isn't that just dark chocolate, or is that even worse?
No, it's like
it's really bitter.
Yeah,
really, really bitter. Worse than dark chocolate.
Oh, luckily I never got that. Then
I'm actually pretty surprised by that.
I know, me too. To be honest with you, I even got cards. So yeah, the number one goal: gifts. So that's why people. I mean, you get gifts for Christmas. Maybe because Valentine's Day, you only have to focus on one person and not on a bunch. And maybe that's why it's a better day for a lot of people, because Christmas is massively hectic.
Yep. But in my head, I'm just like, man, I just shelled out a bunch of change on Christmas, and it's not even like 2 months later. I got it less than 2 months later. I'm here. I'm forking over more money.
I know. For my poor wife, it's a beating because she has Christmas. Then her birthday is January, and then there's Valentine's Day. So the fatigue of getting, like, having to think of what to get my wife, I'm like, man.
I'm feeling that, dude. Starting now, I got to start filing for bankruptcy around December because it's baby born on the 13th, so we celebrate the birthday.
Okay.
The anniversary.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got married at Christmas time.
On the 18th.
Yeah.
And then Christmas.
Yeah, you're crazy. You should never have gotten married around Christmas, and you should have really thought about when you were having sex and when the baby would come.
Yeah, I didn't really plan that out right.
You really didn't. You know, I don't know what's wrong with you. Hey, I'm the same way. I did the same thing. I got November, December kids. I should have thought about that, too.
We got to play a Pearl Jam song, BJ. People are texting us singing crazy. I'm really excited for you to hear this song because it doesn't sound like any other Pearl Jam song. It's got like a Talking Heads.
Ooh, I like the Talking Heads.
David Bowie kind of vibe to it.
Whoa, I like both of that.
And as a Pearl Jam fan, hardcore, I'm curious. Like, I think casual Pearl Jam fans are going to be thrown off by this song, but I know myself and a bunch of my Pearl Jam nerdy friends, we've been chatting on text and stuff, and we're just absolutely loving it with each listen. It's one of those ones that I think when you listen to it more and more, the bass line's insane. Eddie attacks the vocals really well. Good lyrics.
Oh, I'm getting excited.
Yeah,
because I have not heard this yet.
I really think you're going to dig this song.
All right, it is Pearl Jam we're talking about. They got a new record coming out on March 27th. That record called Gigaton.
Gigaton.
And it is their first new record since 2013's Lightning Bolt, if you can believe that.
Seven years?
Yeah, it's been nuts. And last night, they released a brand new song from this record. And like Steve said, it's got all those vibes that he was talking about. It's called Dance of the Clairvoyance. Here's a new Pearl Jam song on the rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's this guy in Michigan, his name is Howard, bought himself a couch at a secondhand store, and found a box in one of the cushions filled with $43,000. Wow, was that a good couch? But how about this? Howard, you know what? Howard's a good dude. Instead of keeping that cash, he tracked down the previous owners and gave the money back to them.
Doesn't he know the rule? Finders keepers, losers weepers?
Yeah, right. He doesn't know the Steve rule, apparently.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Turns out it was their grandfather's couch, and they didn't even know he'd been stashing cash in it. So actually,
He really could have gotten away with it.
Yeah. Here's Howard talking about why he did the right thing.
I unzipped it. And then she started pulling out $43,170. Now I can pay off the house. I can get a roof on my house and retire real good and everything. Being a Christian, what would Jesus do? And Jesus would give it back to the rightful owner. That goes to you.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I hope it encourages everybody else to do the right thing. The lawful thing is not always the moral thing.
I mean, he clearly hasn't read the Bible because there's a part in the Bible where Jesus bought an SUV, and I think that's exactly what Jesus would have done.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Nice new SUV.
Yeah, what did he find in the cushions of the SUV, right?
Right.
And he did not give those. Yeah.
That's funny, though. I mean, is the lawful thing or the right thing? Because he's, I mean, I guess technically he could have kept it.
Yeah. Yeah, because of the fact that, you know, it was in there, it was his money. They didn't even know about it, so it's not like their lives would have been ruined. They wouldn't have had an idea.
What would you give? Okay, so someone knocks on your door and says, hey, I just found $43,000 in a couch that belonged to your family member. And you're like, we didn't even know he's no longer here. So it's not like as if he needs the money. What would you give that guy as a reward for bringing it?
I feel like if I knew nothing about it, then I would give him half.
Half?
Yeah. I would too.
Half?
Yeah. If I knew nothing about
half
it.
Half that.
If I did not know that that money was mine, yeah, why not?
Steve's like, here's $2. Go get something
everybody
nice.
Everybody have a party.
No, I thought I was going to be super generous. I'm like, I'll round it out. You can keep 3,000 of it. The rest of it stays in my pocket. 40 grand.
Look, 3,000 is nice. No doubt about
3,000
it.
3,000 is epic.
Yeah. But I look at it like, see, it depends on where I'm at in my life. You know, if I'm on a fixed income, yeah, maybe I don't give that much. But currently, I got a good job. So, of course, I mean, you know, I'll do half. That's a bonus for both of us.
Right.
You know, that's a nice, you know, because, look, I need at least 20 grand because maybe I want to buy a board game table and get a real fancy one.
Geez.
So that's why I at least need the 20 grand because I'm going to go buy something extravagant in the world of board gaming. That's the only reason. If the board game tables cost a little bit more, then Steve, maybe I might go, hey, you can have 10 grand. You know? But I know what everything costs, okay. I can give him half.
You're going to do the math.
How about you, Vic? What would you give him?
See, I would look him down first. I'm like, if he's got like an Apple Watch or like a Tesla. And
oh,
like,
you know, check him out.
I check him out. I'm like, okay, I'll give you a couple thousand. But if he looked like he was down on his luck and could use it, I would give him half.
Wow.
If he needed it.
I like Vicky. So Vicky's not even doing the Christian thing. She's like, let's just see what's going on here. Let's just do the pragmatic thing.
All right.
I'm being practical.
You're stereotyping. At least I'm being the same to anyone no matter what.
Oh, so what you're saying is you're being fair.
Yeah.
You're not judging anybody on the bling that they got.
Nope.
Okay.
3,000.
And by the way, you don't think, listen, I know that you go to church.
Mm-hmm.
Would you keep the money and even talk to anybody about it if you found it in the couch and you feel like you would be bad? Because that's a really interesting thing when you said the Christian thing to do is to give it back. I don't know if all Christians would believe that.
Well, I mean, it depends on the person, obviously. I mean, there's some people that say that they do things that are based off of what they learn in church, and they're like, no, dude, you're a messed up human being. Like, you're doing heinous stuff. No, my decision would just be, it's not my money, so I would bring it back.
Oh, so you're even going beyond whether or not, you know, it's the Christian or non-Christian thing to do. You're just going, no, you know what, it's not my cash.
Well, we talk about this, even my wife and I, like what if like someone you got into a car accident and just out of the blue somebody's just like, you know, 5 years or 2 years later, like someone's like, hey, I can get you some money for that car accident, you know, that you never decided to sue that person. I wouldn't be that person. I know some people are, and you know, if there's a legit injury, I get it. But like if I was like completely fine, no damage, nothing's going on, it's like, no, man. Even if it's a lot of money, I didn't feel like that's not the right thing to do in my eyes.
Even if it's not coming out of the person themselves, but out of their insurance company,
point that they're going to get screwed over with their insurance company. They'll probably get dropped. Yeah.
Well, that's a good point.
But on this level, I mean, that's a whole different world. That's a whole other conversation. I mean, like, if I saw like $40,000 in a couch that wasn't mine, I'd be like, oh, I don't know what's going on with this. I should bring it back.
I would bring it back only because I'd be afraid it belonged to the mob.
That's so funny. That's always your go-to.
That's my go-to. It's like when you see a large bunch of cash, there's got to be something negative going on. I want no part of this.
It depends on the couch. I mean, you can tell if it's a mobster couch.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. Got the bullet holes or whatever.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
Yeah, pizza stains.
Oh, fine leather.
Hey.
Pizza stains.
I don't know. Yeah, that's that. Wow.
40. It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
I don't know if I'd be a good Christian. I don't know if I'd have to really think about this. Because this guy did buy a used couch, found a box in one of the cushions filled with $43,000 in cash, and he did return it. But what a thing to find, huh? I mean, seriously, you're like, whoa! And that's what we want to ask you, man. We want you to finish this sentence. I can't believe I found blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Finish this sentence. I can't believe I found blank. Your calls, your texts, after the Pumpkins on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A guy bought a used couch and found a box in one of the cushions filled with $43,000. So based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. I can't believe I found blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody texted, I can't believe I found $50 at the Dick's on Queen Anne. Ooh. And damn, I ate good that night. 4 deluxes, 4 fries, 2 Ooh. Cheeseburgers, a ton of tartar, which is probably about $50.
Yeah, right.
And some milkshakes from Justin in Burlington. Awesome. Justin, you know how to party.
That's a payload right there. You're at a restaurant, and you know, like Dick's, where it's very, very affordable, and you find $50. That is a gold mine.
Yeah, and you gave it right back to the establishment.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, you're really helping out America.
You know what? That's going to be a goal this year. I want to drop $50 worth of money on Dick's.
Can I come with you?
Same.
Yes.
All right. Flag that, by the way.
So we're each going with a $50 bill, and we're going to buy as much food as we can with $50
yes.
each.
Well, you actually just, you said you wanted to drop it on, so I mean, it could be anything. We're going to get you a lot of phallic-shaped objects.
Yeah. No, yeah, I'm talking about Dick's Drive-In.
Oh, okay.
So that includes the burgers, the fries, the milkshakes, the tartar sauce.
Hell, go crazy if you want. You can buy a t-shirt. I don't care what you do with that $50, but $50 each. We go and we just
You want us to spend $50 at a fast food joint?
Yeah,
or is it got to be at Dick's?
At Dick's.
Well, I don't have a problem with that. Okay, so I got to go spend $50 at one sitting at
yes,
Dick's.
A $50 Dick's party.
Now, can I buy other things for other people, or is it got to all be for me?
Huh.
See, I mean, that's a lot of food. I'm trying to be good this year.
You're making these shades of gray. That's the whole point is like a crazy cheat day.
Yeah.
Oh my God, $50. I don't think I could eat that much food.
Well, you're going to have to try.
I mean, Dick's is really affordable.
Well, I know.
You can get a bunch of food and then get a shirt or some socks.
Yeah, you could buy a shirt. That's like $20 out of there. Maybe right. 30. I don't know what t-shirts go for.
All right, at least you're making it more affordable. All right.
Oh, they got Dick's onesies?
Yeah, they do. My baby.
Of course you do. You're un-American if you don't get a Dick's onesie. What are you doing?
Clearly I'm being un-American.
Wow.
My bad.
Man.
Well, when are we going to do this? What if we invited like a bunch of listeners and we all show up? I would think the people who work at Dick's are going to just implode because it's like we're all showing up with a $50 bill going, give me all the food.
Oh, yeah. They'll be like, what are you? No, sir. We don't have enough for all of you, you crazy people. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Jeff in Seattle. Jeff, you are on the Rock. Hello, Jeff. I've got you engaged, sir. But you do not hear me. All right, Rev, I'll put him back on hold. Maybe it's something on our end. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
See, I wish I found $50 for Dick's Burgers. Instead, right near my car, I found not just like a regular-sized marital aid, but like a ginormous one.
Jumbo!
And it was brightly colored, so I would have seen it when I parked my car. So clearly it wasn't there when I parked.
Wow.
So what happened in like the 30 minutes I was in the store?
Unless maybe somebody was offering you a gift from afar.
I would like to know what happens to that person when they realize that they've lost that. Like, what's going on in their head? Like, where did I put it?
Unless they like, oh, we don't want this anymore. It's, you know, tainted forever.
Yeah, maybe that's the thing. Maybe it's, and if it's jumbo size, how do you forget that thing? I mean, you knew what it took to get it there.
Oof.
You know what I mean? It's pretty much your Donatello with the bow stick. You figure you gotta bring that back.
Wow.
But it almost touched my car, too. I had to get in there, like, it was inches away. It was so gross.
Yeah.
So I don't know where it came from.
It came from the stork.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Ew.
That's a lovely present, Vic.
It's a strange stork delivery.
It sure is.
It's a different kind of stork.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Chris in Seattle, you are on the Rock.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, yeah, Chris. How about you?
I'm good. I was at Jefferson Golf Course, West Seattle. Just finished playing a par 3 by myself. Came back to the clubhouse. Got a beer and a hot dog. Came back out, sat on the bench, and there was a bag sitting on the bench next to me. I opened up that bag. There was a gold Rolex, a diamond bracelet,
wow,
two rings, and a wad of cash. There was a 50 on top. I took it to the clubhouse and gave it to the guy working the clubhouse. He said, wow, thank you. You're a pretty honest guy. About 5 minutes later, a guy walks up. Pretty sure this was a famous golfer. I won't mention a name. But he got the bag from the guy. The guy pointed to me on the bench, said, that gentleman over there turned it in. This guy proceeded to walk past me, not say a word. No thank you. No, hey, can I buy you a beer? How about a round of golf? Nothing.
And it was a famous golfer. It was somebody that we'd all know, and he just doesn't even acknowledge you.
Didn't even acknowledge it.
God, I mean, how do you get to be that? Well, let's be honest, Chris. Think about the kind of guy that's got that kind of thing in a paper bag. You just got to wonder about that guy's life.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like I would never have believed it was a famous golfer who had that paper bag stuff. I thought maybe it would be a criminal that was in the middle of, you know, fencing some of that stuff. And it turns out it's a freaking famous golfer.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. That's the way it goes.
Man, I almost want to know I almost want to know who that is, but I guess you got to be cool, so I guess I'll be cool. Because you know.
It's not the guy that you would think would be at that course.
Wow.
Not the guy you would think.
All right. Well, man, Chris, I hope somebody, you know what?
Happy Madison.
It was Happy Madison. Mm-hmm. If you're at the Dick's that I'm at when I'm going on my $50 spree, I will treat you to something because I can't eat all that $50 worth of food. How about that?
Or Happy Gilmore. Sorry.
Take it easy, work. Chris. There we go. Wow. Or Happy Gilmore.
Happy Madison's the production company.
You know, it's one of those people.
That's why I just want to nip the text in the butt. Stop texting. You know what it is.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah. Somebody named Happy. That's why, what do we care?
I like this text. So the first year Safeco Field opened, I was at a game with a friend and his mom. We were about 12 years old. I found just over $150 in cash under a random seat while we were walking. She made me turn it in. I was so pissed at the time. Turns out it was one of the beer guys, and he came down, hooked us up with a bunch of free merchandise. And since we returned it, he got security to let us down into the dugout after the game. We got all sorts of players' autographs and pictures. I still wanted the money at the time, LOL.
Oh, dude, I have to say
experience.
No. You got treated like gold, and yeah. I never even thought it would be that kind of money would be from one of the vendors. I'm glad he said that.
Makes sense if they're dealing with a lot of cash transactions. They pull it out of their pocket and it falls out.
Yeah, I totally didn't even think about that. I'm going to have to rethink that when I'm at a stadium because, you know, I mean, I found some money, never that much. But, boy, if I find a bunch of money, of course it's got to be the vendors. Yeah, oh, man. And it turns out, man, you got that sweet treatment. See, the Mariners know how to do it right, and unlike that golfer. That bastard. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Danielle in Bellevue. Danielle, you are on the Rock.
Good morning.
Good morning, Danielle. Finish this sentence. I can't believe I found blank.
I can't believe I found pictures of another woman in this boy's drawer that I was dating at the time.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
What kind of pictures?
Well, easy. I was stationed in Korea.
What
and,
kind of pictures?
He and I started dating.
She's making
and
Jesus.
He went on leave, and I was ghosting it in his room, and I was cleaning up. It's not like I was looking for anything by any means, but just some provocative pictures. And it was you think I would have learned, but I ended up marrying him, and then he gave me a Dear Jane when I was deployed.
Oh, wait, so you saw these pictures, and you ended up marrying him?
Well, it was a... He had a Red Cross message at the time. His mom had passed away, and he knew that I was breaking up with him literally that night. So he begged me not to leave him, and I've got a bleeding heart. So I was like, maybe he'll change, but...
Well, yeah, changed enough that you decided to marry him. It's one thing not to break up with a guy, stick with him for a couple more months or so, but you actually married the guy. So you thought he was... he reformed, and he was actually a cool guy?
I was optimistic for the best.
Yeah. And you said you were the one in the military?
We were both.
Yeah, that's tough. You know, I can't fault you, Danielle. It is. I mean, relationships in the military are hard, even if someone's a civilian. It's not an easy thing. So I can't fault you for that. I mean, you know, you do the best you can in that situation. And I hope your life is good now.
I'm very blessed.
Oh, look at this.
See that? Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed. There you go. Appreciate the call, Danielle.
Why don't you let me find out what kind of pictures they were?
She said provocative.
I know, but I was like curious, like, how provocative.
God, dang. Listen, I know you just had a baby, but my God.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, sometimes when you have a baby, sometimes, you know, it's tough to get back in the swing of things. You know, people are...
I would have had these same questions 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's the sad thing about you. You're probably right. You're always going to be... You're always
10 years from now, I'll have the same questions.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, that's a good point. Let's go to Ken in Tacoma. Ken, you are on the Rock.
Call me Mr. Consistency.
Hey, morning, folks. Yeah. So, when I was at like 4, 5, 6, I got this really sweet Smurf watch. I was really excited about it, and then in the process of being a kid, I lost it.
Oh,
didn't
damn.
Think about it. Moved out of town, moved out of state, came back to visit a friend, and I'm walking behind the field behind my old house. And the field has since burned down, and for some reason, I just started thinking about this watch, and I told my friend about this watch that I had. I took a couple more steps, and I looked down, and there it was at my toes.
Well, how trippy is that you were just thinking about it in that moment? That's the thing that trips me out, is like, that's where you go, wait a second, come on.
And being the really, really smart, cool kid, the band had melted off. It was actually still working, and I looked at him like, wow, that's awesome. And then I just chucked it further into the field.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
Yeah. What a cool moment, though.
Oh, it was, freaky.
Yeah, see, I think I would appreciate the call. Oh, easy. Oh, you hold on. No, he's gone.
He's gone? Damn it. I want to know what kind of Smurf it was.
It's a good question.
Papa Smurf.
Could be hefty.
Brainy Smurf. I'm thinking brainy.
I'm thinking hefty, yeah.
Punctual Smurf.
I don't know if I can do this show anymore.
What if it was Smurfette?
The details that Steve is looking for. His life is either what Smurf do you have and what kind of provocative pictures they are. These are the important details.
I always like Grouchy Smurf. That's probably why I tolerate working with you.
Oh, see, Grouchy Smurf was he was the good guy.
He was awesome. He had his little fist clenched in the
Smurf
toy.
Yeah, he was always
toy.
Pissed off.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. La 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 la, yeah. La 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 la.
Do you know that we waste an average of 3 hours a day at our jobs? And I know I do.
Smurf songs?
I know I do. How do you waste this time? I'm going to tell you at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.